Howdy, ladies and gentlemen. This is Paul, the Redneck Thinker. I hope you were able to finish some goals today, or at least work on them. I hope if you don't have goals that you want to move forward in life, and that you have things that you want to accomplish to get there. This is important in life. Now, I'm going to do today something like an intellectual exercise. We're going to give you three examples of where different things occurred all throughout life. And these things were done in a way that it caused people to have to change. One of the stories doesn't have a good ending, but we're going to go way back. We're going to do the way back time machine. The Rothschild family, I am well aware, doesn't exactly have the best reputation among certain kinds of people. But we're going to give you a little bit of history of them and why they started doing what they started doing. The Rothschild family built up some money at one point. This was like 1,000 years ago. And when they had built up their money, they had come to the attention of the local ruler. Well, the local ruler decided, well, he needed to have money for a war, because back then, that's what they did. They went to war to increase their holdings, to become bigger. And since the Rothschild family had money, they decided that, hey, we're going to take what this Jewish family had. And that's what the ruler did. He took all of what the Rothschild family had, except for their skill. And they decided, hey, we're going to make money again, but we're going to do things differently this time. And what they did was to become bankers. They didn't care which side of a war you were on. They were just bankers. That's all they cared about, ladies and gentlemen. They cared about making money and keeping money. They did not want what they had acquired to ever be taken from them again. So they used it as bankers. They became bankers for everybody around them. All the rulers and all those people. Now you might be saying, well, that sounds kind of bad and evil and all that stuff, but it wasn't. They had had everything taken from them. And now the Rothschild family, centuries later, have become one of the most powerful and richest families around, because they did not ever want to have their money taken from them again. They did not want somebody else to have the power to be able to do that to them. It may seem harsh. It may seem bad to some people, but it allowed them to never have that happen to them again. Now, let's go forward a few years. This is the bad story. This is the doesn't end well story. I don't know how many of you have heard of the Knights Templar, but during the Crusades, they had become a military order. This military order had some power. They didn't have a lot of power, but they had some power. And they, in their process of protecting those that were going to Jerusalem, which was their main job, and fighting the Arabs, they started becoming the bankers to folks that were traveling to Jerusalem and to Israel. They acquired a lot of wealth, they acquired power, but they didn't acquire that much power because it was all within the confines of the Catholic Church. Move forward a couple hundred years, and they then got to a point where they had so much money that the French king, where they were headquartered there in Paris. The French king needed money. And so he went to the Pope and said, "I think that the Knights Templar have become corrupt." And they claimed that the Knights Templar did all kinds of things. Whether they did them or not, he still claimed that they did these things. Because of this, the Knights Templar had everything taken from them. Lies were told about them. They were, some of them were even killed. All the money that they had acquired was taken by the French king, all with the blessings of the Pope, because the Pope wanted the power of the French throne behind him. Now let's go forward another couple hundred years. We're going to America. I've talked about Samuel Adams. Samuel Adams was a interesting individual himself, but his father was an accomplished businessman. He had power, political and business. And he used that power and his business acumen to help others. Well, along the way, he and some of his friends created a bank because currency, the British currency, was not, there wasn't much of that here in the colonies. So they created what was called a lend land bank. People would put their land up and they would get a type of currency. This allowed the people to have a better economy in the Boston area. Well, this was in competition with the local powers that be. And the local powers that be didn't like having the competition because one of the people that was part of the other group that had created a silver bank was the royal governor. This royal governor and his allies got with the folks, or got with Parliament, and worked to make all of this illegal. Thus, the all of Sam Adams Sr.'s allies ended up losing pretty much everything from this. To the point that for even a long time after Sam Adams Sr. died, Samuel Adams Jr., the Samuel Adams that we know from American history, ended up having to fight his father's property being taken. Now, he was already one that studied John Locke. He was one that was for liberty. He had been raised that way. He was the sort of person that didn't like the uses of power that was being done to the colonists and to others. But this caused him to be pushed even further, because he saw how abuses of power was bad. Now, if you take a look at the current situation in the United States, just take a look at the article that I wrote today. It's on redneckthinker.blogspot.com. The Chinese are investing hundreds of millions of dollars to shape the political conversation in this country. A lot of this political conversation, all of this political conversation that you're shaping, is being shaped towards the Democrats. These folks are doing these things to us. A lot of money is involved, all to benefit the Chinese Communist Party and to benefit the Democrats. Now, none of this is good for any of us. We have an economy controlled by a group, which is the Democrat Party, that is not doing good for us. It is hurting the economy. Now, this intellectual exercise that I'm going to take you into is quite simple, as a matter of fact. How can we be less affected by what is happening because of the Democrat Party and Republicans who always bow to the will of the Democrat Party? It may seem like it's a difficult thing, but I'm going to give you an idea of what can be done. Those people who have skills can create an economy with friends and allies to be able to have, say, a barter system going on, a barter economy. Why? Because using any other form of currency would be illegal. And I'm not trying to say do something illegal. I'm just saying take yourself out of the normal economy. There is a need for farmers in this world. If you have land, you can use that land to grow your own food. Make yourself self-sufficient when it comes to food. That's the first thing that you need to consider doing. The next thing to consider doing is working towards developing other skills that can be used in a way in which people will need them. While you're doing all of that, also take your time and cultivate friendships. Now, that can be difficult because you've got to be able to trust the people that you are working with. Sure. But what it will do is, as you're doing this, you're able to go, hey, you're my friend. I need this done, and I can do things for you. That's a simple enough thing, isn't it? Think about that for a minute. It's simple, it's easy, and you don't have to worry about the government being able to take that from you. You don't need to constantly have to go through the normal means. You really don't. All you have to do is find ways to go the opposite direction of everybody else. A barter economy. Figure out what skills would be useful for other people and do them. Or find others that have those skills and make them part of your community. As you're doing this, you will find out that you can ignore the regular economy. I know that sounds difficult. You're still going to need money, but you'll need less money. And what it will build up is an ability to just use the bare minimum for taxes, because you're going to be busy doing all of those things that others can't. You're going to become self-sufficient. Believe you me, becoming self-sufficient is the goal here. You want to become self-sufficient. Self-sufficiency is the entire goal of what you need. As you are becoming self-sufficient, you are taking away the ability to constantly end up in a situation in which the government can take things from you. Well, yes, this is an intellectual exercise, but as you're building up a community, this means that you have people who will rely on you, you will rely on them, and as you are doing things, hey, you have a much better situation happening for you. When the economy takes a downturn, which it keeps doing, rarely are we having good upturns nowadays. We really aren't having that many good times lately. You will be able to look at everything and go, hey, I'm immune to this. Why am I immune to this? Because I'm able to grow my own food. I've worked just enough to pay off my land, because you have to pay off things. That's the only way that this will work. You have to get out of debt. So you work hard enough with the skills that you have, develop the skills, develop the reputation, and get to the point where, hey, once you get everything paid off, there's less of a concern. Now, is this easy? No. None of this is easy. I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to have to work. You're going to have to learn. Your kids, you're going to have to set them up so that they have their own education. But as you are doing this, think about this now, as you are doing this, you are separating yourself from this constant upturn, downturn economy that we have. Those situations are bad for everyone. So if you take yourself out of them, you're not having to worry so much. If you have marketable skills that you keep developing, those skills, in turn, cause you to be the type of person that you don't have to worry about these things. It does require patience. It does require time. But it's doable. People have done this. Are you wanting to walk away from this economy that does no good for anybody? I mean, I can't imagine that you would want to stay doing the same thing over and over again. Seriously, I mean, who wants to constantly do the same thing over and over again and keep failing at these things? And that's what I am trying to tell you. Think about it. Now, what skills do you need to have? Okay. Do you have any land whatsoever? Are you on a piece of land that you can grow a garden? If you are, hey, you can start that way. You may not know gardening, but there's plenty of ways to learn how to do those things. There are plenty of ways to learn skills that you don't have to worry about having to constantly call other people. Getting a group of friends together that can work together on this, probably not that difficult. You most likely have friends. All you have to do is find out who's got skills that you can work towards a barter system with. Hey, if you do this for me, I'll do this for you. Also, there's a situation of as you are setting up your garden, those folks will go, hey, I'd love to learn how to have my own food. I'd love to be self-sufficient where I don't have to go to the grocery store once a week and spend hundreds of dollars because food is so jacked up. You might even have a chance to find folks that you can work together with to have cattle for beef and milk and those supplies. Somebody can learn how to work with leather. Knowing how to work with leather is a very valuable skill. Some folks do things like blacksmithing and the like. I mean, seriously, take a look at all the people nowadays that you've got shows like Forged in Flames and stuff like that. These skills will put you in demand. These skills will allow you to move out to be more self-sufficient. And that is the goal in all of this. We're not looking for folks who are great at everything. Really, you don't have to be great at everything. But what you do need to be is somebody that has the ability to learn. As long as you have the ability to learn, hey, things go much easier. And finding the people who are willing to do those things with you will mean that you have less of a problem going forward. Now, I grew up in the backwoods. All of this is that I am talking about is a redneck way of thinking. You go in the backwoods and get to know people. You find people who know how to fish, how to hunt, how to grow a garden, how to make shine if they want to. They know how to can. They know how to live without having to worry about all of those things coming from a store. I mean, that's the goal, isn't it? Don't you want to be able to walk away from all of the headaches that you deal with? Well, okay, you won't walk away from all the headaches, but what I am saying will allow you to walk away from a lot of them. You don't have to worry about food if you can grow your own, hunt your own, and fish your own. You really don't. If you are able to do those things that are valuable to other people, fix computers, do basic carpentry, do plumbing, do electrical work, those things are valuable to people. They're willing to look at you and go, "Hey, I need this work done." And instead of going, "Well, okay, well, next time that I need some help, why don't I give you a call after I do this for you?" Doing favors for people, not a bad thing at all. It's not a bad thing at all. People want to be able to help each other. I mean, seriously, if you help somebody, then they're going to want to help you back. As you are getting all of the things that life provides, that'll come in really handy. Now, this is just an intellectual exercise. I am sure that the government would find ways to tax this. They've already got laws where they don't want a barter system. So, some of this might not be able to be done quite legally. Some of it can. I mean, if you're just doing help for friends, if you're setting up if you've got a community of friends, that's not a bad thing in any way, shape, or form. It isn't. And if all of you are being able to step outside of the normal way of getting things done, hey, more power to As Samuel Adams found out growing up, the powers that be are always going to take from everybody. The first thing that they take is power. They're going to keep taking power from the people because tyrannical governments cannot exist without taking the power of the people. And I hate to say this, but our government is no longer for the people. I really hate saying that, but it's the truth. The government is has went to the highest bidder, and we weren't the highest bidder. We have become assets to be put on a piece of paper and measured in what we can provide for them to stay in power. They don't want us to have power because it's all their power. Listen to these politicians and tell me if that isn't true. Sam Adams fought for our freedom in his own way. He was an old man. He was not one of the young Turks. There were a lot of young Turks that were that came into their own during the Revolutionary War period. But he was an older man by that point. So, we need to take his example of him and his father and see how we can improve on that idea for modern times. Everybody needs somebody that can work on a computer. Computers are just an essential thing in today's life. People need food. No matter what, people need food. And being able to have food means they can't take something from you. Being able to fix things. Now, you've got a lot of companies nowadays that are wanting all of their stuff to be proprietary. Yeah, there has to be workarounds for that. There, if you're going to do electrical, you need to know how to keep it up to code. You have to keep it safe. You have to, there's a lot of aspects of that. But it doesn't mean that you can't work on these things. It doesn't mean that you can't find people who have the ability to do these things. It's called a community. Not the kind of community that former President Obama was trying to build, but real community. A real situation in which people are getting their power back. Now, the government's going to react violently. The people that are in charge of our government are Democrats. They react violently to anything that takes their power. I mean, you take a look at that young woman that went to that Bakersfield City Council meeting and threatened their lives. She wanted power, and the only way that she knew how, because she is a liberal, is to be violent. The modern Democrat Party is exceedingly violent. So, yeah, there will probably be things that they'll do. But that's why we band together. That's why we, the people, take our destiny in our hands. But then again, though, this is just an intellectual exercise. This is something for you to think about on an intellectual level. I mean, do you really want to grow your own food to not have to deal with the taxes and the headaches that come with that? Do you want to utilize your land properly, or do you want it to just be something pretty? I mean, hey, modern people don't seem to want to do that. They want to sit around and complain, but they don't want to do what is necessary to move to the next level. If they did, then the government wouldn't have the power that it did. But if you're listening to me, you might think of things in a slightly different way. You might want to learn what it takes for freedom, because that's all I preach. Everything I do. Yes, I am considered a conservative, but let me tell you, my main political aim in life is for freedom. Seriously, I don't want power. I want freedom. But to have freedom, you have to understand how to have some power, how to control the power that is your life. It's a simple concept. It really is. All you have to do is work towards it. And if you've got friends and allies working with you, it's harder to take your power. It's harder for the government to step in and go, well, this is because you've been able to set up roadblocks for them. Which is why it could turn violent. Because the government doesn't like roadblocks. They want the modern iteration of the government is everything that the Democrats love. Well, they don't like our court systems. Not to that extent. I mean, they've started using that as a weapon now, too. So, what would you like? Do you want to constantly be in an economy that is working against you, making other people far more than what they deserve? Because they're willing to take from you. They're willing to pay politicians to make sure that it's taken, that things are taken from you that you've worked hard for. Or do you want to work towards your own aims? Now, personally, I would want to work towards my own aims. But that's just me. I mean, you take a look at what I wrote today. Hamas, all these students supporting Hamas. These folks are, the Chinese government are supporting them. I think it was like $200 million or more that the Chinese government has provided to support Hamas in this country. That doesn't sound good to me. Hamas is a terrorist organization. I don't think that we need to be involved with every war that is going on in the world. I really don't. I don't like Putin, but then again, though, I don't like the Ukrainian government either. So we're at a point where we have to choose the lesser of two evils with that one. We can either choose to support President Biden's investments, which is what we're doing in Ukraine. Or we support one of the most intelligent tyrants that this world has seen in a while. Because Putin is both highly intelligent and a tyrant. There are some things that he does that I'm just like, interesting. But overall, the man thrives on tyranny. So, I can't really support that. He takes the power from the people. Russia's not a free place. By any stretch of the imagination, Russia is not a free country. And that, I don't agree with. But, at the same time, most of those folks don't even want it, I honestly don't believe. They never fight for it. They fought for communism, but, so, we're a country that was founded on the ideals of freedom. Sam Adams, John Adams, Patrick Henry, George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, all of those people wanted freedom. They didn't want to sit there and let somebody else dictate to them. And it wasn't just that. Take a look at what George Washington did. As I'm talking about all of this, I've talked about George Washington. George Washington knew that the British had set up an economy that was based in a way that it was enriching only the British. It was harmful to the colonists, but it was enriching all of the British business people. It was hurting the common person, but none of these things were being taken into account by the British government. They were using the colonies as a way to enrich the government. Seriously, that was the only purpose of the colonies in their eyes. They could have cared less what they were doing to everybody. Well, we have the voice here. We don't have much of one right now, but we have a way to do those things that can make us more free. Do you want to be more free, or do you want to bow down to the Democrats? I mean, I hate to say it, but that's basically what you have a choice of doing. The Republican Party has already bowed down to the Democrat Party. But not all of us have. So determine that for yourself. I mean, George Washington saw the debt that he kept getting into because of what the British were doing. He did. He saw what was going on and he went, I'm tired of it. So he turned his tobacco farm into something so much more. Why? Because he wanted to be able to look himself in the face and go, hey, I built this. I made it so that my family is not relying on corrupt practices. So, made whiskey. He made all kinds of things. So, determine for yourself what you want. Determine what would be best for you and your family. Now, there are going to be times where it may not always be easy. But what good things in life are. Okay, you don't have to make the whiskey. You really don't. But you can do other things. So, think about what I've talked about today. Seriously, think about what I talked about today. Could that be something you could do, or is it something that you just don't want to work towards? I mean, I'm sure you've got friends out there. I'm sure that you have things in your life that you hold dear. We all do. But you have to determine for yourself what is important. If being self-sufficient isn't important to you, okay, fine. Now, you might not be able to be in a good position to do that. That takes work. That takes learning new skills. You might not be in a position to do that. If you aren't in a position to do that, what you can do is learn some skills. That's always anybody's in a position to do that. You can sit there and find ways to better your life. You just have to spend the time doing these things. I'm sure you can find ways to do it. I'm sure that you can work towards a community. Possibly. These things have to be thought about in that context. But I think I've discussed all of this a little bit more today. I am going to do some healing for a second. As you look over everything, if you like what you're hearing, you can support me. Heck, you can go out there and you can go to redneckthinker.blogspot.com, read through what I have. See if what you see in my blog spot is something that interests you, and you can read it. It's all free to read. If you find other things that interest you, tell me. If there are stories that you want to see me cover, tell me. I am more than willing to go over items and find more information out. If you want to support me, you can support me via Patreon. It's freedomvn, patreon.com/freedomvn. You can go if you want to read my book. If you want to support me by reading my book and donating to that after you've read it, because I don't want you to read something and you're not sure what you're doing, you can go to itch.io. It's the under my FreedomVN label, and it's the Founding Freedoms Primer. It's out there for everybody to read. Read it and determine if you want to give me a donation. You can talk to me on MeWe, Facebook, Twitter. I'm Redneck Thinker on MeWe, Twitter, Reddit. I'm on Facebook and LinkedIn under my name, Paul Shannon. I'm trying to think. I'm on Rumble and YouTube as Redneck Thinker. You are probably on one or the other listening to me, or my Podbean. But you can talk to me. I don't care. You don't have to give me money to talk to me. I ask for support, but I'm not asking for you to do all that. I'll listen to anybody. I have had people talk to me that I don't even know. I've had people that I've talked to on MeWe that I have started enjoying the conversations. So, this is Paul, the Redneck Thinker. Talk to you later.